That gospel proclamation there of Mary, it's called the Magnificat. It's something that the church recommends to us to pray every evening in the Liturgy of the Hours, evening prayer, but it's a recommendation to all Christians, to all the baptized. It's a beautiful prayer of faith that where we take on the words of Mary and proclaim these beautiful words to the Lord. I know a woman of great faith. I know many women of great faith. One in particular, she grew up with a father who was wonderfully warm and tender and affectionate and loving, and she loved him dearly and had a very close relationship with him. Her mother, on the other hand, was not cold, but was certainly emotionally distant and rather perfectionistic. She would often point out flaws or make passing jabs about how her daughter wasn't quite measuring up. The woman herself grew up with a lively faith, and a great sense of obedience and love toward God, the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But she struggled often with the figure of Mary in her Catholic faith. She felt like Mary was this icon of perfection, a royal ice sculpture without a flaw, before whom she could never match up. She could never turn to Mary, because Mary would just expect her to be perfect too. After all, they're both fully human. Now listen to these words from our second reading today, 1 Corinthians, where St. Paul proclaims that Christ will hand the kingdom over to his God and Father. When he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. Slow down and hear that again. The kingdom will come when Christ, not you or me, but Christ will have destroyed what? Destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. There's only one sovereignty, authority, and power. In that first reading today from the book of Revelation, it says that Mary gave birth to a son destined to rule the nations with an iron rod. You know, a shepherd's crook, a wooden staff, can in theory be broken. An iron rod, not so much. It endures. It's forever. There's one sovereignty, authority, and power. Listen to the end of that first reading from Revelations. Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one. Power, kingdom, or sovereignty and authority belong to God, Christ alone. You know, we sometimes exercise such things in his name, but they never belong to us. We need to tell our government officials that again and again, right? But ourselves as well. We need to be reminded. For the woman of great faith, the kingdom will not come for her until she allows Christ to destroy the power, authority, and sovereignty. And think about this in relationship to the woman that I described at the beginning of this homily. Until she allows Christ to destroy the power, authority, and sovereignty which her mother has over her. In what way have you or I given over power and authority not to Christ, but to another human being? In what way have you given over power and authority to some human or earthly reality? Envy, does that have power over me? Discontent, does that have power over me? Impatience, does that have power over me? Wanting control, does that have power over me? What's the sovereignty or authority in your life that Christ needs to destroy? He needs to destroy them all. It's a beautiful thing to be cast down from our thrones, as Mary proclaimed in the Magnificat. Why? Because only then can we be lifted up like the lowly. Today's Feast of the Assumption is a great model for us in that regard. Mary held no authority or sovereignty or power. Her son even renounced any special power her motherhood had held over him. If you look at the gospel for the vigil mass last night, Jesus says, blessed rather, you know, a woman proclaims, blessed are the breasts that nursed you and the arms that held you. And he said, blessed rather are they who know the will of God and obey it. She did not even cling to that authority of motherhood over her son. If I said that to my mother, she'd remind me in no uncertain terms who gave me birth and nursed me and raised me. She's going to hang on to that. But if Mary did not cling even to motherly authority, she would never lord authority over any of us either. And this is precisely why the Lord was able to raise her body and soul to the kingdom. Because every authority and sovereignty and power in her had been destroyed from the moment of her conception, really. Our beautiful psalm says it well. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. Every bit as much as Jesus loved the beauty of the Blessed Virgin and in his desire for her drew her up to him, so too does Jesus desire us to be just as beautiful. He desires to break down the dividing walls of enmity within us, let alone between us. He desires to destroy all power and authority within us that is not his own. He desires us to be beautiful beyond compare. Not because we are lordly, but because he is Lord. We will grow in beauty like the Blessed Virgin to the extent that we allow him to be Lord in and through us. In destroying within you every authority and sovereignty and power, he is desiring your beauty. In destroying within you every authority, sovereignty, and power, he is raising you to the kingdom. In destroying within us every authority, sovereignty, and power, he is becoming our Lord. That's the homework. Let him destroy it in you. Give him that power, that permission to destroy whatever sovereignty you've given over to another so that he can raise you to himself.